This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
1-800-330-9999. What is that strange thing that you put on top of your Christmas tree? It's Anna and Raven. Remember this song? How come we don't play this anymore?
Who put the stomp in my rump-a-bump-a-bump? Who took and jammed it in my ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong? Who stood the wood?
Is that a real question?
This song is a thing. Hold on.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Who was that man? He shoved it up my can.
What?
Yeah.
And left me stranded on this Christmas tree.
Where did you find this song?
What are you talking about?
Give me about five reasons why we don't play that. He just said he shoved something up his can.
It's the Christmas song about being this tree topper.
Yeah, I've never
You've
heard that.
You've never heard that song?
Never heard that.
Oh, that's
I
a
swear
good one.
I've never heard that.
That's crazy.
And
that's
I've
a good song.
I've been alive a long time.
Oh, that one and Dominic the Donkey are two of my favorites.
Well, Dominic the Donkey, I mean, I've heard that. Everybody's
yeah,
heard that.
Right.
I've never heard that.
That is the whole song about being the tree topper.
Yeah, and being assaulted, apparently.
Well, you know, you're, what do you put on top of your Christmas tree?
We're using a star right now. I did an angel for many, many years, but we're going with a lit star at this point. I got to tell you, it's been hard to find a nice one lately.
Oh, my gosh, I agree 100%. So,
yeah.
They did a study. 39% of people put a star on top of the tree. 23% said angel.
Yeah.
And I have an angel, too. We've always had an angel. I have to tell you, every angel I've ever had is ugly.
Yeah, they look haunted.
Right. And they're never really pretty. And they're always slightly, like, leaning to one side.
Right.
And no matter how hard I jam it, the ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong.
Do you just, wow, don't say that three times faster. Mm-hmm. I'd like to have this program when we come back from Christmas break. Mm-hmm. When you try and put it on there, do you just place it on there or do you use like zip ties? Because I've used like industrial zip ties for at least a decade.
Oh, no, I just jam it on. I keep cutting the top of the tree.
Oh, yeah, of course. You got to do that.
Shove it right on top.
Yeah, you got to do that.
But I was looking over the study, and again, you know, 39% star, 23% angel, 26% of people don't have a tree, which, of course, and then 8% said something else.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering.
What is the something else?
What is something else? Like, what other item do you have on top of your tree that's not a star or an angel? Is there something else?
A picture, a bow. I know some people do right? Bows. A big bow would be one thing.
What else?
I don't know.
It's weird,
picture
right?
Of somebody.
Picture?
I don't know.
Oh, that's weird.
Your Christmas angel?
What if you just look up and it's a picture of Ryan Reynolds at the top of your Christmas tree?
John Travolta?
Right, yeah.
Something from the classics?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Like a crown?
Right.
Like Meghan Markle?
I'm not sure why there's a picture of Robert De Niro up there. Feels like an older picture, but yes. No, I don't know.
You can head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven, or you can call 1-800-330-9999. If you don't have a star or an angel, what is on top of your tree? 39% of people say they put a star on top of their tree. 23% say angel, but 8% of people say something else. And we want to know, what is that something else? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What's on top of your tree?
On top of our tree is a handmade angel baby that my grandma made.
An angel baby.
Oh.
Now, are angels supposed to be baby or are angel babies Cupid?
Right.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, I felt like angels, because angels aren't born. They're like made.
What?
And they're not deceased people. Like, right?
Yeah. I don't. Okay. Thank you.
I'm just saying, morally, we got to figure this out. If I'm going to have that baby on that tree, I got to understand it.
It's funny because you said angel baby, and I immediately thought of Cupid holding a little bow and arrow. And I'm like, oh, that's really cute. That's a cute idea.
I mean, it's the only angel baby that we know. It's the only one with an Instagram that you would recognize. The rest of these angel babies, they all look the same to me.
Very true.
Hi, Anna and Raven. What's on top of your Christmas tree?
We have an angel, but she holds a fly fishing rod.
An angel that's fly fishing.
Nice.
Is this angel in waters? Waders? What do they call those pants?
It's sitting on top of the tree.
Yeah. No. I understand that. I understand the angel is not actually in a river. But if you're fly fishing, is the angel wearing waders is what I'm saying.
Oh, no.
Is your angel having any luck? Did it catch anything?
Sometimes.
Nice.
Yeah, here's the thing. If you're an angel, you could be standing on top of the water, right? You're walking across as you're fly fishing, I guess, right? I mean, there could be that.
Wait, if you could decorate your angel doing anything, Raven, what would it be?
Having an activity?
Yeah.
Front row, Motley Crue, girls tour.
Uh-huh.
With a bottle of Jack Daniels in your hand.
I was about to say, your angel is holding up a Coors Light can and flashing the stage.
No, it's the same.
Right.
Yeah, it's the same.
Mine's wearing the Versace dress from J-Lo.
I mean, why did you make my angel female? I was going male.
Oh, okay. It's hard to imagine a time earlier this morning when Raven didn't know this was his new favorite song.
Who was that man? He shoved it up my can.
What?
And left me stranded on this Christmas tree.
Come on, that's a Christmas holiday favorite.
Never heard that before in my life until you played it for me this morning. You acted like I should be singing it walking around, like I should know it by heart.
I mean, my daughter, my 10-year-old Hayden, giggles every single time she hears it.
I mean, it's a song about assault, all right? So it doesn't sound funny to me, but, you know.
Oh, it's Anna and Raven. That is a song by Bob Rivers, who put the stump. And it's from the point of view of your Christmas tree topper.
Right. Yeah. Who's just been assaulted by a tree.
Okay.
Right. I was actually looking. We've been getting a lot of calls here this morning because you were giving the percentages about what people put on their tree.
Yeah.
And we've gotten some different suggestions. The craziest one that jumped out to me was the Die Hard movie tower topper with Hans the terrorist falling off half of it that goes on top of the Christmas tree.
Right. 39% of people put a star. 23% said an angel. 8% of people said something else. And our curiosity was, what is that something else that you're putting on top of your tree?
I'm looking at the top ones right now here on Amazon. You say you go with angel, but it's ugly. You don't feel like there's good-looking one.
I've had three different angels, all ugly. I can't find a beautiful angel.
Right. They actually have angels on here, quite a few. But it's either like you get like a regular angel that looks like she's coming out of a shanty from 3,000 years ago, or like they're overly sexy angels.
Nobody wants a sexy angel on
this
top
one
of
looks
tree.
Like she's going to the Met Gala. Like, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. The last angel I had was too sexy for the tree.
If the angel is better dressed than anybody in your family ever has been in your life.
Yeah.
Why is that angel there?
My last angel had cleavage, and she had a low-cut dress on, and I was like, I don't understand.
Right.
You're better dressed than I am. Get off my tree.
These are big gowns, but I don't know what they're wearing underneath. Mm. And if, one of your pre-teenagers is helping you decorate the tree, they might take a look.
1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, what's on top of your tree?
A bow from, like, a really nice Christmas package on top of the tree. And the reason for that is because when we moved, our ceilings were lower in this house, and the angel did not fit on top of the tree.
And you're not willing to go all that much shorter on the tree to accommodate the angel. So what you're saying is you got rid of a roommate when you moved. You just dumped that roommate.
Well, also, if you think about it, bows are, I don't want to say it's the easy way out, but you just tie it. You don't got to worry about it fitting on top of that branch and finding the right one that's enough support to hold up your angel. I kind of get that.
Well, I also have two small children who are like cats, and they literally hang on the Christmas tree. I can only decorate from the top half because they knock all the ornaments off.
They're like cats.
Control those children.
Can you see that on the couch?
I mean,
just
like,
jump right in.
Tarzan, what's going on there? Okay.
And Raven, what's on top of your Christmas tree?
Hi, I put a big bow and all the ribbon hanging down.
Do you incidentally have people swinging from your tree? We just had a caller has people swinging from the tree. Do you have any apes or orangutan there?
No, I don't.
No. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing.
And Raven, what do you have on top of your tree?
Hi, I have a Santa Claus. His face is China and he holds the light. The light connects to the lights and lights up.
Wait a minute, what? Give me that hip bone to the leg bone to the ankle bone thing again. Tell me again.
So he's holding, the Santa Claus is holding a little light like the Christmas tree light, and it hooks up into the lights that go around the tree.
Oh,
and,
I see. So he's the one.
So the light lights up.
So he appears that he is lighting the strand then.
Yes, I guess.
Yes, and also holding the torch like the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, exactly. And he's nice looking, not like the angels that are out there.
Right. Oh, okay. He's a classy Santa.
Right. He's a sexy Santa. He's not an ugly angel.
He's wearing a thong.
I understand. Right. He's got rock hard abs. Right. Santa's on keto.
And Raven, what is your top of your Christmas tree?
We always put a giant family picture.
Oh, a giant family picture. That's nice.
I know.
Thanks.
Hey, have a good morning.